And speaking of crazy and getting any, there was an event here Friday, I think it was, this past Friday, that you attended along with a few other people from the station, correct?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, it was a Hipnotti.
Hypnotic.
It was the hypnosis dude,
Yeah.
Tom Cass, great dude. But the show, it was great, but it wasn't great for me because I wound up getting, making an ass out of myself
Yeah,
in
it's
front of
not,
everyone.
you went on stage. No, you just didn't wander on stage. Explain what happened.
Well, I was pressured to go on stage.
You're pressured. Peer pressure.
I was pressured, well, no, like my peers plus 30 years. Yeah. Well,
Your
everyone else.
superiors, get on that stage.
They're my peers, but they're like 30 years older than me.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You're like 20 something years older than me. I don't know. But yeah, I was pressured to go on stage, and they like, hey, you should go up there. And I brought the morning man from 11:30, the Tiger, Tim Fletcher, up there with me, and we both just got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Now, for Tim's sake, I will not say what happened to him. Now, for my sake,
Was it who had it worse, you or Tim?
see, people said two different things. People said it was
Oh.
worse for Tim, and people said it was worse for me. So, out of respect for Tim, I will not say what happened
Well,
to
of
Tim.
course.
But I don't mind saying it to me because I don't mind making a fool out of myself in front of
Yeah.
people.
You've made a successful career out of
Exactly. I made a successful career out of it on Twitter
it.
at Cupcake KWKH, by the way.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And I mean, basically, they hypnotized me and they had me. And I'll keep this clean because this is a family program,
Of
a
course.
family podcast.
Yeah, family podcast.
Yeah, there are kiddies listening, but
Yes, lots of little kiddies out there.
yeah. And but basically, they had me doing something to a chair.
Yeah.
Doing that to a chair.
Getting on with the chair.
Getting freaky with a chair,
Getting
and
freaky.
I did, and yeah, it was pretty cool because ladies came to me afterwards, like, "Hey, what are you doing later on?" I'm like, "I don't know. What are you doing later on? I'm getting drinks by the bar. Where's your hotel room?"
Yeah, I imagine that did not
No,
happen.
it didn't, but it should have.
Should have happened.
Yeah.
I think it's surprising that you're fairly recognizable nowadays.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, more so than the average person.
You think so?
I mean, people walk up to you at Rotolo's where,
Oh yeah.
I mean, not like, oh my God, hey, there's Cupcake,
Hey,
but
autograph.
yeah, no, but people recognize you. And when you were on the stage, did people know who you were?
Oh yeah, I mean Tom Cass instantly remembered who I was because he came into
Oh.
the studio one day, and he didn't hypnotize me necessarily. He just happened to do a couple of little exercises with my fingers,
Yeah.
and he recognized who I was, and a couple of other people did too. I mean, he said, "Hey, Cupcake from KWK, JM 1130 is on stage." We recognized him, and we had Todd Walker up there, and we
Wow.
had a couple other guys who work here at Town Square Media. But yeah, it was very nice of him to recognize me.
And were you actually hypnotized?
Yes,
Was
I was.
Tim actually hypnotized?
Yes, we were both under definitely 100%. It's the real deal. People think it's fake. No, it's the real deal.
And do you remember what happened?
No, I saw everything on video and I was shocked.
You were shocked, and that's why it's not online.
That's why. Well, except I mean, I wouldn't mind if the chair thing wouldn't go online because then women would know I'm about it. I'm about that life.
But Todd Walker, former Major League Baseball player,
Yeah.
frequent guest on the Tim Fletcher show, he didn't fall for the spell, did
I don't
he?
think he did.
He's too mentally strong.
He's a strong dude.
He's a strong
On and off
guy.
the baseball diamond, a
Yeah.
strong, strong dude. I'm trying to think who else is up there from Town Square Media. I think a couple of sales guys. I don't remember what happened to them. I think a couple of them did go under. I remember seeing Tim go under.
Yeah.
He was out of it.
From the photos I saw, he seemed to be in a bit of a daze.
Oh, we both were. People thought I was tired. I was about to fall asleep. The last thing I really remember is being told to fall asleep. Other than that, it's all, up in the air. I don't know.
Now, this is a late night show. This is not something that you go to at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and say, oh, we're playing putt-putt. Let's go here after.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool,
But no,
but
it's not. No.
and it's a Friday night, which means that you worked that morning. Did you sleep any time in between?
No, I should have.
You should have. Do you think that played a role?
I think it did because, I mean, everyone said I was tired.
Yeah, because I imagine it'd be the same thing with Tim Fletcher. That
No, that dude doesn't sleep 1 minute.
he doesn't
He
sleep at
he's
all.
always awake.
Always awake,
He's awake 24/7.
just staring
He just stares. He just stares.
at.
He stands. Like, those guys who stand up and fall asleep.
Yeah, like an owl or something.
He stands up against the wall and he's asleep with his eyes open.